Welcome to Unjaded. This is an exciting week for us on the Unjaded podcast because we are offering a workshop week, a free workshop week. And this is all about developing or creating your content by design. And what do I mean when I say by design? By your human design, of course.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Okay, great. I'm so excited to have you here. If you're like most of my students, you've been struggling with the blank screen syndrome for a long ass time. You know how it is, right? It's Monday morning, it's time to create content, and into your office you go, and then the laundry calls, and the dishes calls, and maybe you should run this errand or that errand. Or maybe if you just scrolled for a little while on Facebook, you would be inspired. Instagram's pretty, why don't you do that for a little while? And before you know it, hours have passed and you haven't created anything. So then you find yourself sitting and just creating anything to check off a box. You know, oh, maybe I'll do a quote. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. And you just probably feel like you're speaking into the void online, like nobody is listening. If you're not getting engagement on your content, then you're also not likely getting paid clients. That's the cold hard truth of it, right? Sure, people come along and they soak up everything that you offer for free. But then when you go to launch something, even something small, people just don't buy it. So that leaves you feeling like you don't have a real business. So many of my clients, when they come to work with me, they're like, I have to figure this out because I know that I know as much as the next guy in my niche. But I'm missing something. Something is not working. And if I don't figure it out, I'm going to have to get a job because this is not sustainable long term. So we're going to be unpacking all of that here in workshop week. And I will deliver you tools that you can use to actually create content that is so authentic to your own unique message that you can't help but bring in your ideal fit clients with it. We're going to talk about why this is happening and how you can begin to change it. So just a few little tips for you, because I know you're going to miss stuff when you listen to this on the go. Give yourself some time this week to re-listen to each episode with the workbook handy. There is a link in the show notes to a workbook, and it's got everything that you need in it to follow along. And then to actually, when we're finished this week, take what you've learned and use it in creating content. You're going to want to have your human design chart. So I know you're probably on the go right now, and it's okay. You don't have to like stop and go to the website and get your human design chart or go to the file cabinet at home and get your human design chart, but put it with your workbook. If you're going to succeed this week, you're going to want to have your human design chart handy because you're going to be referring to it lots. We are going deep into some of the nuances here of your own human design. Before I started intentionally using my own human design in my content, I struggled with a lot of what I'm going to be walking you through this week. I knew my human design, I taught human design, but I wasn't really using it to leverage my voice until I realized that all you have to do is look at the gifts that you came here with. Look at how you used your voice when you were five, or how you tried to use your voice when you were five, because that little girl is still in there somewhere. So I'm going to be talking about the Content by Design course as we go along as well, because that's where you're really going to go if you want to nail this. Don't worry. I promise. I'll make this worth your time, and I will deliver actionable things for you all week long here in workshop week. We're going to cover three of the places to tap into your own unique human design to write content that calls your soul fit clients to you. And those three tips are part of an 8-piece framework that I teach inside of the Content by Design course. But you will get enough. Even if you only do workshop week, you will get enough to get you started. I promise you, I will value your time. I'm also going to give you some basic writing tips that will improve your writing by leaps and bounds when you implement it. This is the tip of the iceberg for what's inside the Content by Design course, but it's going to get you started. It's going to give you some really concrete information that you can use. Not information, none of us wants more information. Some tips, some practices, some never do this, always do this types of things to use when you're writing so that you can speak really clearly online and say what you actually mean to say so that people get what they need to get from you in order to hire you. Does that make sense? I hope so. So we're going to get ready to dive in. go to the link in the show notes, grab your workbook, print it out. It is fillable that you can fill it out online if you like me. I'm a pen and paper kind of girl, even if they're fillable. Well, let's face it. Let's be real here. If they're fillable, I'm going to fill them in and then I'm going to promptly lose what I have there because for some reason it's not going to save. I know that that's putting something out to the universe, but that's the way I roll. So pen and paper works if you want to print it out and have your workbook, or you can fill it as we go along. Because I want you to be able to, at the end of this week, to be able to go back and go, oh, okay, so this is a post that I can write using this. This is a blog article that I can focus on using this. This is how I can say that in my podcast episode that will actually get me paid clients, because that's what it's all about. It's about getting you paid clients so that you can have the impact that you came here to have. You ready? I'll see you here tomorrow.